Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious. It is with a bittersweet sort of tone in my voice that I welcome to the final Like a Virgin with Conchetta and Luca on Triple J Breakfast. The inimitable Jem Cassidaley. Hello.
How are you guys? It's so bittersweet.
So bittersweet.
But we're so happy to be with you and spending this time together.
Oh, I'm honestly really honored that I get to be here for the last little hurrah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine more of a dreamboat to have with us for our final one. This is nice. And sort of an emotional support like a version for us as well. But let's not get too caught up in our own goodbyes. It's about you right now. JCD. I've launched that around the office, by the way. Is JCD okay?
I get it from actually everyone. Sick. You'd be surprised. It's like you haven't coined the term. You might think you have, but don't worry, I get it from everyone.
Well, it's an honour to have JCD for LAV on Triple J this morning. And it's not your first time as well. Back in 2023, gave us a bit of this action.
If I could escape and recreate a place as my own world, and I could be your favourite girl forever.
Covering, of course, The Sweet Escape from Gwen Stefani. What memories does that bring back?
Honestly, just great ones. We still play it in the set every now and then, and it's so beautiful to even hear that little snippet back. I know time flies.
Totally.
It really does. I think that was like 3 years ago now.
Does it feel like a different Jem?
It does in a way, but I think there's just, like, we had four of us on stage together in the studio, and it was just beautiful. It was such an experience to like, obviously, I've grown up watching Like a Virgin for so long, and that was, I still pinch myself, and even today I'm still, it's absolutely insane.
Oh, Gemma, we're so happy to have you back. Like you said, it would feel maybe like a world away those 3 years. You've been up to so much, like on top of shows and absolutely killing it. We should talk about, you've recently moved, darling. You moved from Brisbane to Sydney. I mean, how was that? Was it stressful? Was it peaceful?
I've moved before. I did a little stint down in Melbourne in 2024 and I absolutely loved it. It was a bit cold, but went back home to Brizzy. I was like, where do I want to be? You know, like I'm just going to find myself for a little while. And then I was like, I'm going to go to Sydney. And I love it down here. I really do. There's always a vibe going on.
Can I ask, when you do the move, like in terms of unpacking and setting up, is there like a room that you're like, I need this one unpacked first? Do you have a process to like moving in?
You know what? I really just throw as much in my car as I can and just dream and just like hope for the best.
And just go fingers crossed.
Yeah, no labeling the boxes, just kind of like riffing.
Yeah,
you know?
Far out. Hell yeah.
Pardon me. How are you settling in? Obviously how are the neighbours, but in particular, I know there's a street cat that's taken a liking to you.
I'm very, very lucky. And I have plenty of cats in my neighborhood, which always fills the void. And I just always need to have a little neighborhood cat. I've got two that jump my fence like most days and I just have lunch with them and then they just disappear again. So it's the best thing ever.
Do they have collars or have you given them names how close are you?
They've got collars, which I'm happy about. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, what if there is a tin of tuna open around my yard? Like, I mean, I'm happy for them to be around.
Jem, it sounds like you're settling in just fine. All the cats have got a brand new best friend on the strip and you are, you know, providing music for the street and for your beautiful neighbours and for us soon with an original and a cover in the Like a Virgin studio. Something I wanted to touch on is obviously you're playing shows, you're constantly going on tour, but what I love is in your recent dump, I was like, this little mama's going on some side adventures. You know what I mean? We were talking to Genesis Owusu when he was in for Like a Virgin and he was like, I'm someone who wants to like go on side quests and do lots of things. I want to run through some of the things I saw in your dump and get a bit more into. I saw a tiny pony. What was the story there?
Yes, I was actually last week I flew up to Rockhampton and played at the show there with the band and had the best time. And we during like between sound check and we were like, let's just go check out the livestock. It was beautiful.
Oh,
like
that's awesome.
We saw all of the competition winning hens and then a beautiful little Shetland pony as well and got to hold a little baby like blue heeler puppy and it was just all going on. So it's the perks of regional touring for
100%.
Sure. I'm like, bring it this way.
Absolutely. I saw in there fishing. How do you go fishing?
Oh, look. My dad quite literally will like cast a line into like a puddle of water. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I see this glass here. Like, he's just like, he's giving it a go. He's like, we arrived in Catherine and we were in the motel. We'd like just unpacked the car. And I was like, it had been like 14 minutes. And Dad was like, fishing gear on, Crocs on. They were in sports mode. Like, he was ready for anything. Like, so I do love to have a little fish every now and then. But yeah, I can't say I'm too good.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just get the luck, you know. Yeah. Like, Dad's just like kind of mad because I'll be catching the fish and I've got no idea.
Amazing. The adventures don't stop. The like a version for with us this morning. It's Jem Casadelli, and what a goddamn treat it is. Now the cover, it'll come later. Let's get an original first, Jem. What have you got for us?
So I've got my brand new song, Cool Girl.
Yes.
And it's only been out for like the shortest period of time.
Yeah.
But It's been one of my faves sitting in the Dropbox file for a while, and I was like finally keen to get it out. But yeah, to play it with the band is going to be so special.
Oh, yeah,
so
I can't wait to hear that. Been pumping it since it dropped just about a week and a half ago. Let's get it in the Like A Version studio on your Friday morning. It's Jem Casadelli with her original Cool Girl. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Gotta figure it out, hey. What you want and it's not me, babe. I kept it real nonchalant. I was everything, everyone I thought you'd want. I know what your friends say. She's not your type, but you're with her anyway. What if I fake it? A bottle blonde, then maybe I could be a cool girl. Tell me, do you know her? I could be anything you want me to. Dream but light, I can get tattoos. I could take my too much, maybe somewhere in the middle. I can be hard to keep my cool, cold as ice, but I burn right through. Easy going, baby, I do what I wanna do. I can be a cool girl, tell me, do you know her? I can be anything you want me to. Drink but a lot, I can get tattoos. I can take my sorry, babe, I'm drunk, it's late and I fucked up again. I got my cool, yeah, I don't lose it. I don't blow my fuse. I'm drunk, it's late, I'm losing it. I'm not the one for you, I guess. I can be a cool girl, tell me, do you know her? I can be anything you want me to. Drink but a lot, I can get tattoos.
Song Cool Girl in the Like A Version studio. My God, we love the song. It is so catchy. And also, thank you for making an anthem for us girlies when you're like, okay, it's like a pressure to be a cool girl. Can you just let me live? How did that feel for you getting to do it in the studio with the band?
That was really, really special. Honestly, like, this is the first time we've played it all together and I just am absolutely buzzing. So, yeah. No words.
Man. So good, Jem.
Such a good song. Such a good rendition of it there in the Like A Version studio. And such a cool video as well. Can we ask about this vid? Where is this? It's like a beautiful rural looking property. If it's a family member or something, don't dox them. But it looks so nice.
It's actually, yeah, it's in regional Victoria and the landscape is stunning. And yeah, we had a beautiful old car and I got to put my little scarf
yes!
on
yes.
and just live my absolute dream with a red lippy, you know,
totally.
Like.
Totally.
It just, yeah, it felt so much fun.
It's so good. And it would be remiss of us to not mention there is a bit of wig action in the video. Our very own Concetta Cristo, famously a wig lover.
Famous!
Famously love a wig. How much did that help, like, transport you, putting on a wig and getting into the zone?
You just turn into a different person.
Exactly.
And look, I like to say I'm in my blonde journey right now, but I'm kind of like, nah, she's kind of frying off. So I'm like, a wig will do for now, and then I'm just going to go back to your colour. Like, that's it.
Yeah, you're rocking the blonde. Thank you. I did it once and I can never again, but you are rocking your beautiful blonde no matter what hair you've got. Thank covering you. Your own beautiful hair with a wig. Really great wigography. Go watch the video for Cool Girl for more than just the wigs, for an incredible storytelling piece.
Now,
and
watch
great
it on
acting.
Silent. Turn the music down. Just intro the wigs.
Just wait for about 32 seconds in and then you'll see.
It is Conjetta and Luca with you. And we have Jem Casadale in for Like a Virgin. We've got the original Cool Girl in the books, but we are inching towards the cover. Now, if you missed it, the clue that we have got to help you get guessing is the song that Jem Casadale will be covering is a great saxophone song. One of the all great songs that includes a saxophone moment. 0439757555. What song does that make you think of that Jem could be covering? And we'll be back with Jem Casadale right after this.
Like a Virgin
with Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, we sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, indeedy, on Triple J Breakfast, it's Conchetta and Luca with you for our final Like a Virgin, and a joy, an honour, a bittersweet pleasure to be joined by Jem Casadale for it. Welcome back, Jem. Now,
you
mentioned your father, Troy, a little earlier, and particularly his passion for fishing. What was the sort of balance of him, you know, introducing you to music as a kid versus introducing you to fishing? Was it all lures and hooks?
A bit of both, yeah. It's, my parents, like, my dad introduced me to a lot of country music growing up, and I know that that's, like, a lot of the stuff that he grew up with, and my mum is, like, the biggest 70s fan ever, like, known to date, and I went all through school kind of just, like, loving music, but I never really pictured this far that this would ever, like, ever happen in my life, really, so I just know that, like, 6-year-old me watching MTV and Rage, I just, like, would never have dreamed of it. Like, and I was just, I've always been such a Triple J fan and Like a Virgin fan. So, yeah, it's such a dream.
And it's so funny being here with you being like, you're a natural. Like, it's so cute to think of little Jem being like, oh, my God, I'm having all these big dreams. And it's like, babe, it's coming true. They're happening. And getting into the present, like, you recently supported Jess Malboy at the Recital Hall in Sydney. The face you're already making, talking about the screen, please tell us about that experience.
Oh, well, What Happened to Us, that song, was genuinely, like, one of my first on my iPod, my little pink iPod. And I've genuinely been just, like, a Jess stan ever since. Like, I have so much love and respect for Jess, and she is just such a beautiful person inside and out. Mm-hmm. And that is just, you know, she deserves absolutely everything that comes her way. And it was a dream come true. I've still haven't really processed it yet.
No, yeah. Fair enough.
Was there a dry eye in the house, either in the audience or backstage? Because when she did Like a Virgin a few months back, like, it's that 30 minutes interviewing her, it's like the most emotional experience of my life.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And she's just such a powerhouse as well, but just the most divine person. So
that's
love,
so amazing.
Love Jess.
Just incredible. There's been so many big moments in 2026. It's the year of the JCD. That's what
yes!
I keep hearing. In particular, I'd love to ask you about, a few weeks back, you performed at Dreamtime at the G as part of the AFL's Sir Doug Nicholls round. What the hell did it feel like to perform at the MCG and on such a special night as well?
Oh, honestly, I once again still haven't gotten over that one. Yeah. Dan is such a magical person on and off the stage, but it was just totally surreal. We were, like, backstage, and I couldn't believe that the backstage was, like, had, like, the physio chairs as well, like, and the lockers. And
did it smell like, you know, DP or Denko rub or whatever?
A little bit of that. You know, we spent a bit of time back there, and I was like, this is kind of the craziest change room, like, green room I've ever been in my life. But stepping out there, I think there were about 78,000 people. And it was such a special, especially for the round, like for Dreamtime at the G. I know every year it's like such a memorable one, and for all the crew involved, it's marked in the calendar as being like such a favorite. So just getting to even sit down and be a part of the game as well afterwards was so special. Like, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Are you a football fan? Because there was a photo of you on that night and you were holding a football for what looks like the first time ever in your life.
I think it kind of was. No comment.
It's about the passion, you know.
No, literally, I ended up handing it back to the players and being like, guys, I'm embarrassing everyone and I'm embarrassing the game right now. I'm just going to hand it back to the players. Give me a mic, maybe.
Yes, that's it.
But the Sharon can stay with you guys.
Yeah. But yeah, in your defense, if you give, 2 meter Peter Wright a microphone and a guitar, he's got nothing. So everyone just stay in their lane, I suppose. Yeah.
That is so incredible. Now, you didn't mention that Dan Sultan, who we have spotted around the town in these parts. Have we got him maybe joining in the cover here?
Ooh. Could be.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay, we'll have to see if it's revealed. Let's talk a bit more about him because you've opened for Dan a bunch as well. Would you tell us about your relationship to your friendship that you have and what you get out of working with Dan?
Yeah, to be honest, it's been the craziest ride, even just supporting Dan and just being able to be alongside such a powerhouse and such a storyteller as well, because he's always, he's got so many incredible stories to tell. So it's an absolute honor to play alongside such an incredible human being as well.
Yeah, so cool. Well, let's see if he pops up in the cover or if he's just here hanging around.
Who knows? Just hanging out.
I think he's meant to be on Rage this morning. He's lost. He's in the wrong room. Well, let's find out. What we gave the clue that it is a great saxophone song. Jem Casadale, what are you about to cover for us in the Like a Virgin studio?
So I'm about to cover Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work.
What a choice.
Wow.
What a song. A bit left field when I heard that you were doing this, but I love it and I can't wait to see what you do to it. Why this song?
This song, once again, it's just one of those tracks that I've really grown up adoring.
Wow.
And my parents have blasted it in the house. And then I moved on to just loving Colin Hay's solo music as well, and all of those beautiful songs that he's created. And I think he's just such an icon and a legend. And I would just be honored to cover this beautiful masterpiece.
I'm so happy picturing little Jem listening to this song and knowing you're about to give it to us in the Like a Virgin studio.
This is so exciting. Whenever you're ready, Jem Casadale, here she is in the Like a Virgin studio covering Men at Work. Who Can It Be Now? It's all yours.
Why do they follow me? It's not the future. future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
Gracious me, what a delightful treat for your Friday morning, for your Like a Version. It's Jem Castordaley covering Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? What a gorgeous, like, slowed down rendition.
Yes.
Goodbye, saxophone,
thank
and hello,
you.
I'm crying. I'm crying a lot.
Oh, out with thanks, the sax, guys.
In with the Dan Sultan. That was such a beautiful cover there, mate. How did
thank
it feel?
Thank you. Oh, that felt incredible. Yeah, just to have some cello alongside that track as well, but just also my friends all playing music together. Like, what a rush. What an absolutely unforgettable experience. And this song has just been, yeah, such a constant in my life forever. So such an honour.
You did so well. I love when the Like a Version studio is packed out, when it's full to the brim with people all cooking together and all your harmonies, all the vocals, you and Dan, all the vocalists sound so, so incredible.
Thank
well
you.
Done on an amazing cover. Now, Jem, our little superstar, Miss JCD, what does the rest of the year look like when you walk out of the Like a Version studio? What is to come?
It's lots of exciting things. Got a few exciting gigs coming up, but also just so much new music in the works as well.
Yes.
I've just been loving the creative process of writing a bunch and recording and just getting that Dropbox folder stocked up, you know, with just so many tracks. But yeah, really just loving the ride at the moment and just, sharing some tunes.
Amazing. Well, it's been so wonderful getting to have our last Like a Version be together with you and having Dan Sultan here and even our lovely listener, Emily, being around here. And I cannot wait to hear what she thinks of this cover. But this has just been such a joy to do this with
you. Awesome. Well, enough about me because we've talked about me for a very long time. But I just want to say what an incredible honour it's been to even share this last shift of you guys together and, of course, your last day, Chet.
Thank you.
Just got a very, very, very special little surprise for you.
What is this? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm looking at the most beautiful pale pink cake with, like, pale pink icing and a bunch of cherries and it says good luck, Jem. Jem, what have you done? Oh, what has everyone done?
Honestly, you're the best. I hope that this is like the most awesome last day ever.
Can I hug you now?
You two hug. Thank you so much, Jem. Let's rip into that cake very, very soon. It's Conchetta and Luca with you on Triple J Breakfast. Thank you so much, Jem Castordaley, for a beautiful Like a Version. Let's have some cake and we'll be back right after this for the final 30 or 40 minutes or so of Conchetta and Luca on Triple J Breakfast ever.